absolute a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
We are in our month of discipleship. Amen.
Oh, clap, 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 clap.
Month of discipleship. And when we say month of discipleship, we respond making disciples from others around me. Making disciples of others around me. Everyone say, making disciples of others around me. Say it one more time. Making disciples
of others
around me. Hallelujah. So we started this journey from last week in Matthew 28 verse 19. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible says, go therefore make disciples of all nations. So I explained to you that the Greek word in which this passage was written or was spoken, the Greek word was go and then make students of all nations.
So
when we see a disciple is not just a church goer, but a disciple is a student of Jesus. So I explained to you that after converting someone to Christ, you have the responsibility to help him grow into a full-fledged believer. Because last 2 weeks we won a lot of souls. In one Sunday we brought about 77 souls in one Sunday, and in the whole month we brought more than 100 people in the month of September to this church. Clap the joy for them.
Generally,
across all our branches, we had about 150 to 200 souls that were new just because of the program we did called SRS. But we have explained that discipleship making begins with evangelism but doesn't end there. Evangelism and getting the person born again is like the registration of the person into the school of the spirit. After your registration, you have not completed school. You are now going to be a student. You are now going to be trained. So those who came here and we got them saved, they have not arrived yet. We have to now make them disciples, students of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Na se uko school na se etwe odin fufura ye no nche se school no wakwa wie. Eti sa pepepe en obi eba dandwiem ha se na obeye obeka Yesu Kristo abusua no ho a e wose ye dane enipa no se ono so ye Yesu Kristo ni suani.
We also explain that when someone becomes born again, the person has become a newborn baby in the spirit.
na yesu aso se se obi baba ye abode fofra na san nipa no wa baba ye akwara fofro kra e wo nyankopon mu.
According to 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2, he said newborn babies as newborn babies.
It is necessary pan waya se akwara afei na ya wo no fofro.
So you don't expect a baby to behave maturely.
Enunti yenhwe se bi akwara nam honom ade panyi ye na akwara so beti
bi. I told you that the main problem of Christianity is the issue of discipleship, because we have gotten people born again but we are not training them. So they are poo-pooing on themselves, they are wee-weeing on themselves, they are sinning, they are doing things they are not supposed to do, even though they have believed in Jesus as their Lord and
Personal.
So they become born again, then they die again. Tell somebody they become born again and after a while they die again.
There are
over 200 people we gathered through our net in the month of September who have become born again. If by December we have not done a good job to establish them, you can believe that a lot of them will go back into the world. They will die again.
Nipa be se ahanu aye ka se yenyomo sa abosumi ya etwa mu yi no. Se yan mo ma meye esue for mapa. But afi ko na wiye no na sa nkrofo nyina o ma sa hwe ase.
And then guess what? It is not God that will make disciples. It is not angels that must make them disciples. It is not your senior pastor that must make them disciples. It is a disciple that makes a disciple.
There was a what you are saying, he said, when you go power and free
you
above for and free so and mass as you were so and mama you almost as you are for mapa and you are what you did and you are what
when Jesus was speaking to them, they were called disciples. Go into all the world and make disciples. So Jesus spoke to the disciples, like I am speaking to you, that go and win souls. You brought the souls, but you must make them disciples. If you win souls and you don't pay attention to disciple them, they will backslide. Yes, the church is helping you. The church is helping you by one, teaching you what to do. That's why this whole month I'm teaching you on how to turn your souls into disciples, or how to make disciples among people around you.
That's the work of ono osofu betimi akere wo ama obi a wona ba danduam ase no ono so betimi aye aso
equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. So I'm just equipping you to do that work.
Eti osofu adwuma ene se ono de owa hanom no obeboa wo se ne ebe ya sa anwuma ya Yesu Kristo de ahye nyina yensa no wo betimi aye no aye niye.
And then also the church is helping by calling some of the people. Some of the people who are connected to you, ask them. The church have been calling them. Some they've called them, some of them will be to their homes.
So
as a church, we have a retentive system or a soul retention system. It's a whole document that we know step by step what we do to establish new converts and make them disciples. But that is just an extra work we are helping you. But you have the responsibility to turn that soul you brought to Jesus into a full-fledged believer.
Na asafo no dia sa asafo ho we dia asafo no e won nhyehye ya wo dia to ho nom se ne e be ya obi obeba danduam bi obeka ha nemom ne fapem no ni nyina ejina wo so.
John 15:16, he said, you have not called me but I have called you, I have chosen you, I have ordained you that you will bear fruit and that your fruit will abide. Your fruit will remain. Your fruit will stay. Ask the one by you, where is the person you brought on that day of the SRS? Ask the person, where is the person?
Oh,
come on, I said, the one you brought, where is the person?
Now watch me, you know,
don't say because of the rain. You came irrespective of the rain. So don't say because of the rain. Where is the one you brought to Jesus? Where are the souls you brought this year? Where are the souls you brought? Where are they? They are dead again.
They are backslidden again.
They've
gone back into the smoking, into the drinking, to the womanizing, into all those things again. Bearing fruit is important. Making your fruit abide is more important. More. So tell the one seated by you, bringing the soul again and again and again is more important. Tell him, bringing the person again.
You have to pick
him. You have to always invite. You have to always go and pick him. You have to always bring a, give her transportation. You have to buy a shoe. You have to buy him a dress. You have to, whatever you have to do, you have to be, you have to do everything possible until you see that the person is now a serious Christian. Let's say, I told you last week that if you want to know whether your soul is established or not, check if he comes to church without you. If he comes without you, then he's established. If he doesn't come without you, he's not established. The day you don't come to church, the person doesn't come. That means that the person is not
grounded.
The day you forget to pick the person forgets to come to church.
He doesn't
read his Bible, he doesn't pray, you are not helping the person to be strong. It's a sign that you are not making the person a disciple. You just introduce the person, but the person is gone back into the world. But the interest of God is to make disciples, not to do evangelism. It's not just to do evangelism, but to make disciples that we will see the person. Philip, we can point the person, this is my disciple. Like we can point that this brother playing this one is my disciple. This sister singing is my disciple. This brother who is my disciple. That usher there is somebody I brought to the church. If you cannot point them out after some time, then you did evangelism, but you didn't establish them.
So once again,
I want you to scan through the church and look out for people who are your disciples.
Just scan.
Who are the people who are still in Christ and in this ministry because of you?
Your disciples.
People who came to the church through you and have stayed because of your help. Because you keep calling them, you keep praying for them, you keep checking up on them. You even spend money on them. How many did you get in a church? How many? How many did you get? Clap your two hands for the Lord. Do it better. Do it better. So the issue or the subject of discipleship making is very, very important. If the kingdom will expand, people must not come and leave. Don't give excuses because of the rain. It's not because of the rain. Why didn't the rain stop
you?
The rain could not stop you, but it stopped your disciple. That means your disciple is not so strong. You should have stayed at home, but because you are strong, you came. So you should have done some. You could have helped your disciple to also overcome that temptation.
Send me a ultimi. Ultimi bad den dream. Sansu na nka ubeti mapua. Wenipana udende bad den dream hamono swabasa.
Are you following what I'm saying at
all?
So I speak over your life that in the month of October, God will give you real disciples.
Amen.
Oh, your amen is a suspicious one. By the close of this month, when you look to your left and you look to your right, you will be surrounded by your disciples.
Amen.
You will be surrounded by your disciples.
Amen.
One of these days when you enter into the church, the person who meets you at the entrance to take your bag and usher you is somebody you brought to church 3 months ago.
Amen.
You didn't hear what I just said. I said one of these days when you come and they said, let us welcome the praise and worship team. The one with the microphone will be a gentleman you brought.
Amen.
4 months ago. Shall I receive it?
I receive it.
Out of this one, you don't want to receive it.
With your own person, bet you are.
This one is not spiritual. Amen.
Amen.
The salvation of the world is more important to us. That's why we are called rescue. There's nothing more important. Hallelujah. And through you, many people are going to become disciples of Jesus. Through you, many people. Lift up your hand and say, Lord, help me to be an effective disciple. You don't need to be a pastor to be a disciple. You don't need to be good in preaching. All you need is the step one, invite the person. Step two, keep bringing the person every day. Just keep bringing the person. Make sure you are always calling the person. Oh, you don't need to be a pastor. Oh, who hey, bra? Oh, bra, sorry, man, messiah, sorry. Then you are praying for the person. Now, bom paya man, ubo bi ofia, ubo bi mano, ubo umpaya no abo biya mano, ubo umpaya no abo bi. Oh, enemy needs car for transportation. Now, sending the transportation. Make sure say ubeba, u nifie ben wa wafa wa kopekeno. That is how to make. You don't need to be a pastor, a GO, or a extra O.
He said,
if you are able to do that, then whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Listen.
I know
you have a lot of prayer requests. I
know.
And the covenant forms that I've been praying over for SRS, you said you will bring God a soul, you will ask, and you wrote them down. And I've been praying over them. If God will honor you, this scripture is what we used, that when you bring them, they will stay. Then God will also answer your request. It's not like when you bring them one day, then God should do it for you. It is when you bring them and they stay, then God should do A, B, C, D for you. So after you brought them, where are they? That means you are not qualified for the things that you have written down. You must establish them. May God help you. I said, may God help you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord, in the light of His word, say, "Nam na semswa." What a glory in your name. Oh, while we do His good will, say, "Ye na shedi." He said, "Ni ametre ono." Now, this will say, "Me so me chia krama nyankopo." Oh, trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey. For there's no other way. Now, it's so simple. Just trust and obey. Dinia, yet,
trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Clap your two hands for yourself. Oh, you are clapping for yourself. Oh. You sang it so well, you cannot join the choir from next week.
What should you hear? Now, what you said, the choir, nobody can hold you.
So, now, what is discipleship? I explained that discipleship is making others students of our Lord Jesus.
Now, you can say, a DA, any say, be a OB, a year or some ask for so many, and I say, as my phone, not just say.
Jesus said in verse 19 in Matthew 20, he said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have taught you, and lo, I shall be with you. So teaching them, we are supposed to teach them.
1
Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17, he said, for this reason I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and my faithful son in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways in Christ as I teach everywhere in every church. Say, I have sent Timothy. That's why I like sending people. As an apostle, I like sending people. I like sending people. When you are in your house, the people you see visiting you, I sent them. Tell the one by you, if you see any member of the church visiting you, it is pastor who sent them.
So who say a sorry baby, but we feel so about Besrawa, not just our sofu and our suman is Omrama Mesrao.
So don't say that pastor has not visited me.
It in case or sofu Emma Mesrame.
Paul said, I am sending my beloved son Timothy to you.
Send
your
Timothy.
Because obviously I cannot be able to go to everywhere at a time. I keep going, but I cannot finish at a time.
If you say me and me call baby,
every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you see, Friday, Saturday, people are coming to your homes to look for you, to visit you, calling you. It is because your apostle thinks about you and is sending people to look for you.
If you
the duty of you that I'm sending you to those you brought is that you will be able to remind the souls of the ways of Christ.
It is a mesuma wa na chese de me pa che o se uno kwodo akoka kai sa afoforo no mo ba no se ne be ya omo ba ehu onyankopon akwan no.
That is discipleship. That you go and remind others about Jesus. What pastor taught on Sunday, you go there on Tuesday to remind them. Everybody here can also be a discipler. You can decide to help that new person who came through you to become strong in the church and in Christ. Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 1, Paul speaks again. He said, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Then verse 2, he said, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Committed to faithful men who can teach others. So the thing is, it's like it's a network. When I teach you, you teach others. When I teach you, you teach others. I may not be able to enter into your workplace, but as I'm teaching you, you go to your workplace and teach others. I may not be able to enter into your market square, but as I teach you, you go to your market and teach them. That's discipleship making. That the thing that I have taught you, you too, you go and teach others. Teach your new soul about the things I have been teaching you.
Oh,
Daddy has taught us that we should stop
having sex in relationship. So my dear, you have to stop having sex with that guy.
You have to teach the person what I taught you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for that. Ask the one by you, have you been teaching some people?
Have you been teaching some people
already? In this house, we call some groups shepherding, shepherds group, that they do a lot of this work.
You must join it.
Three essential elements of discipleship. Three essential elements. If you will be able to disciple others for Jesus, you need three things.
Se ube timi ayo sumeni mapa ama mikrofonso abeye suyafo mapa.
It involves three things. It involves three things. One, prayer.
The din kain aye bako ene empire but ene the din kain empire.
We have a certain quote here. We say we pray them in before we bring them in.
Eti uba den piema aye wasembi say ye bomba ye chuma muba ansani ye do mamba.
Prayer is first.
Empire ene din kain.
Whatever we see happening in this church is because of prayer.
So
if that brother will keep coming to church, you must keep praying for him. If that sister will keep serving God without getting offended, you must keep praying for him.
That's empire, Emmanuel.
In your house, pray for Sister C. Oh Lord, I pray for Sister C. That Lord, you will keep her. You establish her in the church and in Christ, that she will become fruitful in the work of the ministry. And you must mention their names and pray.
Also, empire, Emmanuel.
When you come and meet me here every week, you meet me with a list. I'm holding a list, having names. Then I'll be mentioning Esiata from Dansoma. I pray for you. You will be established. Ekiyamansa from Awoshi. I pray for you. You will not backslide. Every demon that will take you back into the world, I bind that spirit. Then I mention your name. I mention your name. I mention your name, and I pray for you. Because the devil is after you. The devil doesn't want you to go to heaven. So if I don't pray for you, something will happen to you outside there and you start misbehaving and you go to hell. You are here because pastor has been praying for you. You are still here not because you are strong, but somebody has been mentioning your names and praying for
you.
How many of you have seen me doing that before? How many of you have seen me holding a list, I'm mentioning names and I'm praying? Yes. Very, very, very serious. Something can take me 2 hours because the whole
if
list
you want my
is
bed on should be me nu na me kusua bonkrofodi e bompae e de mawo.
The reason is because if you don't pray for them, there is a demon that is they are called a strong man. There's a strong man controlling the lifestyle of every human being.
So you can't just advise them and they will take it.
Are you following me? Without God, you cannot do it. You cannot establish that person. You cannot disciple that person. So instead of always you are calling, have you been praying for the person? Make sure you are praying for the person even before you start calling the person. Because see, it is God who establishes. It's God. 2 Corinthians 1:21. It's God who establishes both them and us. Yes. It is only God. He's the only one who establishes both them and us. So you cannot establish the person without God. So you must pray for them that God should establish. Lord, I pray for Patricia. In the name of Jesus, establish her. Manin Tintim. mani tintim wo nyame mu mani hunu nyankopon ma yesu enyini woni mu me bom paye e ma ekwia. You see, you have to pray to God. That's how to disciple. Some of you have been mentioning your names even though I don't really know your face.
The new ones.
I may not know your face, that you are the one I'm
mentioning.
But as long as I'm calling your name, my prayer is coming. So you must pray for them. Amen.
Did you hear what
I said? You must pray for them. Amen.
Amen.
When you read Colossians 1 verse 3, Paul says, we give thanks to God and Father of our Lord Jesus, praying always for you. Praying always for you. You must pray for them. Amen. Why? For this reason, we also, verse 9, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will. That they will be filled with the knowledge, like they will know God. They will know what God wants them to do. You must pray for them.
I was so bumpire, mon, sani a baya, umbehu, umbehu, onyankupon, mu, enwunumu, no beti, onyankupon, asi, no mahu, onyankupon, e ye.
John 17, the verse number 9, Jesus prayed for the disciples. Jesus prayed for them. That I pray for them. Not for the world, but for them. For they are yours. Verse 11. He said, now I am no longer in this world, but these people are still in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be as one. This week, this was the scripture I was praying with. Keep them. Keep them. Keep those who have given me, that we may be one here. Keep them. This is the prayer of Jesus. That those who have given me, keep them.
So those two
people Jesus gave you last month, pray for them that they will keep them. See, if they go to heaven, you have crowns to receive in heaven. I'm telling you. You have stars. Have you seen military men with stars on their shoulders? You have stars in heaven. Glory, power, beauty. So you cannot joke with it. Hey, if you win a soul and the soul goes back to the world, you have no reward.
No,
zero. If you give birth and the child dies, you have a child. You tell her, okay, I have a child. Where is my child? It's in a cemetery. They will start investigating you. You may have a problem. True or not true? So you cannot say that, when did I join it? I have won 3 souls. Where are they?
Who's me?
They are super vet shop.
They are crab me and sana, but omu waya. Yeah, promo you home.
Oma, sorry, I should know that you don't have a soul. Because when you get to heaven, there is nobody that has entered into heaven because of you. There's nobody.
I was so who says, Sana Tia, I was so who said, Ube drew heaven, one mono. In Kunima Botrebia and Naho Emma.
But I pray for 100 people here that may God prepare crowns of glory waiting for you.
Amen.
Let your amen be a believer's one.
Amen.
I said, one day when you arrive in heaven, may God decorate you with crowns of glory.
Amen.
Why? Because you brought people to heaven. You brought them to heaven. You didn't sit down and cross your leg. You brought them to heaven. You worked hard to bring them to heaven. Today, when it was raining, some of our people were in the rain. They were walking in the rain. I saw them. They were walking in the rain. They were going to call some of you. Some of you, when they came to your home, your parents were asking that say the crown of glory. You think we are doing it for nothing? What is that? Not toy and tina, your nam is so. And I say any bibia, yet is your debia yempe. But you see, we are believing God for the crown of glory.
Because
one soul equals a crown. Bible says that they that tends many to righteousness, they shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. They shall shine like the stars of heaven. Wow. One day, when you see me in heaven, you see that you can't even look at me. I'll be shining.
Amen.
You can't even look at my face. I'll be shining like that. Why? Because of souls.
Maybe I could have become a very, very comfortable pastor. I got home yesterday 11 something, almost 12.
And
I was the first person to leave my house. And then I was the first person, the whole house. I was the first person. Last person to come and sleep. First person to leave. By 6 something I left home.
No, it was raining.
Because of souls.
And I'm a crente.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
That's why we spend money. We spend a lot of money for souls. Because of the stars and the crown. I'm going to meet the likes of John Wesley, of Methodist, and all that. We are going to meet great people, Billy Graham and co. And then when you go and then go and sit there and say that I'm a good Christian, I didn't fornicate. They say, Yabiebe. Yeah, fornication, son. Jeremiah, you are heaven and hell, judgment. Over here, everybody here didn't fornicate. Over here, it's about what you did for me. It's called the judgment seat of Christ. What you did for me when you were Christian. It's not about, oh, you're heaven, oh, you're hell. Men by hell, I'm able to miyomo. That judgment we are talking about is none of it, yeshiam. None of it, yes. You just have one person. We say just... Just send the person TNT. You say, hey, you not.
In the Papa Cope,
just find the person
a shirt. A shirt
so that the person will come to church.
Send the baby in the Panabeti Mapa, so they are tired keke.
Of late, my money is not enough for me because of shepherd. Every day I'm going to pick souls. I'm going to pick souls.
I now born and no pony when it is a gradia and I say, gradia, me, Missica Gransom, Missica,
Do you know how many days I go hungry because of souls?
There are times that I go
through a lot of financial hardship, not because I don't have money, but because I use my money on the soul.
And you see that the
rest of the month I'm sweating. I can't even buy fuel.
I'm giving all my money.
Just to save
it.
Those two cities you have been using. Amen.
Amen.
But by the close of this mountain, you too, you will have crowns.
Amen.
And you will have stars.
Amen.
Because you will work on your soul. Next weekend, if your soul to our soul to.
It is now cheer the animal bay. So o crown out in the bay and was on quiet and you also won't call.
Say at minu
yet minu me and upa
super for me to clue me to walk so yeah, come back.
We are going to church.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. How many of you are going to do that?
You mudu do a say any abaya sir.
Clap your two hands for the Lord.
Bon sem am I ready?
So pray for them, okay? Pray for them.
Bompaye.
Pray for them. Pray for them, bind principalities and powers and all that. Pray for them, set them free. Drinking spirits. Some of them, because of the bad habit they have, so they don't want to
go to
Then the second thing that you need is teaching through relationship. If you want to establish souls, you must have a relationship with them.
I was say utimi eni nipa no enya enkita hudie ayonkofa bi eba mu mienu mo entem.
I did not say that go and propose to him.
Me kan chere wo say ko
I'm
not talking about sexual relationship or whatever relationship for marriage. I am talking about create a relationship between you and the
person.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, you cannot establish someone you never talk to unless the day you want him to come to church. From Monday to Saturday. Until one canda. I saw him redo ya old friend. Brakuku, want to say, Echina, you are sorry. You are not serious. You are not serious. You have to create a relationship with
him. I was saying, what you mean, any panamu and commodia be bam on them and sacra and our friend, our friend.
When Jesus wanted to turn Peter and his brothers into disciples, to first and foremost into his disciples, what did he do?
Ebra Yesu Christo no apese was Saint Peter any ni nuanuma no no omwo poso no
eh. Did he preach to Peter?
Omwo no ko o am preach an chere no dabi.
He told Peter, "Let's go for fishing."
Asema o catch Peter and say, "Peter yenko.
Yenko cast your net. Cast your net." And then Peter threw his net. They started talking.
To asau no,
he created a relationship, friendship.
So please,
afterwards, then now he told him, "Now I want you to become a fisher of men." And Peter left everything and followed him. Listen, if you build a good rapport between you and the souls God give you, they may not come to God because they love God, but because they love you, they will be coming till they meet God and love God. So from beginning, it's not because your church is nice. It's just, you know, I mostly tell our pastors, when they start like that, there's no instrument, there's nothing. I've been there before.
The
only reason why some of you stayed with me till we got to the level where we are, we have everything, is because of the relationship I had with you, not because I was we had nice things. Because I call them, I visit them at home, I check up on them. Issues about their school matters to me. Issues about their work matters to me. I started going for PTA. I didn't have a girlfriend when I was attending PTA. I didn't have a girlfriend. Talk less having a wife and having children to go to PTA. But I was attending PTA. I guess what I'm trying to say. I built relationship with young children that they saw me as their father. So they may not love God or know God, but because of me, they were coming around. I went on to build relationship with their parents. Some of their parents joined the church because their children were so close to me. So their parents when they have issue with their children, I am the one they will call. Pastor Prince, come home, come home, come home. Me, the stranger.
Me and Kamia Bushiana, me mobi, me
mobi. Then you see me, then I'll go. Then I'm making peace. The mother will be angry. I'll not take care of her again. Me, this girl. Then the child too had found a face like that. Then I'll say, "Oh, mommy, cool down, cool down, cool down." Then I'll look at her and say, "My friend." I built a relationship.
If you so say many
rescue was flowing. People were staying in the church because the pastor had relationship Built relationship. It's not about just heaven and hell. I built relationship with them.
Listen to me.
If
if you will be able to establish the souls Jesus has given you, be nice to them, be their friend. I get what I'm saying. Don't wait for church day before you call them. Just check up. Oh, Charlie, how is work? How are things going on? How is school? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for them. Relationship. Because when they have a relationship with you, that is when they are able to also look at how you do things and they can learn from it. They need your love and your friendship. Tell somebody by you that the new people need your love and your friendship.
Say,
that's why some of them, you see, even as at now that the church is growing and growing by the grace of God, I can't attend to everybody, but I try as much as I can. When I close, you see that I'll rush as I'm going. Anybody I see, I say, how are you? Charlie, what's up? How are you? Charlie, I hope you're doing fine. I may not remember your name. I may not remember your face. Maybe I'll ask your name like 10 times. But forgive me. I'm just trying to be a friend. I'm just trying to be your friend. No matter how small they are, sometimes these little children, I'll just pass by and say, hello, how are you? And they themselves are surprised that I'm asking them how they are. Because you are important. You are important. Yeah. That is how to be a discipler. That's how to disciple people. You have to build a relationship with them. Amen.
Amen.
Brother George, do I have a relationship with you? Yes. We don't just talk about church. Everything about his life.
Brother George,
if I'm not seeing him for a while, I'll call him. And I'll hold him for.
Maybe I'm
in chat.
Maybe I'm in friend.
We chat.
We chat.
So what's going on? You tell me. Oh, Charlie, did So if you see that he's following me, he's not following me because I'm the best pastor in the world. He's following me because we have a relationship.
So who say be a me call baby and no dimetia. And they say be a me your suffer papa be a man.
We have a relationship. Yeah. Because it's not just about church. You see, if you let the person, if like you behave like that, you let the person think that all the person is important for is church. If all I am important is your church, is coming to your church, then it means I'm not important. That means you want to use me to advance, maybe o pastor saw be show so one chia kra o pastor saw be punish you. It's not just a mimi na o dey save you ho. No, that's how the person will start thinking, because you have no interest in the life of the person. Do you get the whole thing,
sir?
Because I saw it time drew pair and our friend one friend that within the week and visa say that want to
say
and I be a juma mu ko say e be abroad oh e be a wife who to say at least it's nice.
Efe.
So clap your hands for the Lord.
Learn
it. It's a good thing. Learn it. Learn how to build relationships with people.
I was saying, who send you only in Crawford, Ebenya, Chaka, and now for Quan. So,
if you want them to understand and hold a true Christian living, then they must see you demonstrating it. And how would they see you? If they have a relationship with you.
It is open. Say, Omo tia siye no mu mu senye. Nyame som etie pa dia. Eni ene wase unu mu nya ayonkofa. Omo be mu senye usi ebo wapra bo efa. Omo ti me mu senye.
So that you can be an example for them. Philippians chapter 3 verse 17.
Senye be ya ube ti me edwaye infutu mu.
He said, brethren, join in following my example. Follow my example. Me too, I'm telling you that follow my example.
Said the maker was say, Shame, never me yet for to home, never me yet. The unso person away.
Because there are a number of you that even this week I called you, I spoke to you. Some of you I WhatsApp you.
You move your hand on
my hand. I am.
Send him and found this and my busy. You will be more me testing. You will be more so I'm a friend.
I called some of you, I texted some of you, I WhatsApp some of you. I've had interactions with quite a number of you before seeing me on a Sunday.
It is said,
Because if we don't do that, you cannot learn from us. You cannot see us to learn. 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1, Paul says, copy me even as I copy Christ. Copy me even as I copy Christ.
Send your Paul catching or simunsia me. Send your mission free.
Then the final one, teaching. Teaching them. Aside having a relationship. Aside having a relationship with them. Teach them. Teach them. New believers need teaching as babies need milk.
Send akwala bi a ya wono foforo bi a ehia nufusu no saa pepepe e na obi a wabo nyankopon mu no so ono so hia nkyerekyere.
Just as milk is so important for the survival of a baby, teaching is very important for the establishment of every soul.
Pass akwala a ya wono foforo e be nyankwa no be nyini foforo no saa so pepepe e na onyankopon asem enso ohia e ma obi a wabo nyankopon foforo. Amen.
Now ask the one sitting by you, have you taught someone before? Have you taught someone before? Now you are going to start. The people you brought to church, you must, when you visit them, you must tell them about something about the Bible.
Or
when you call them, you have to say something that is in line with scripture. It is not only the Chelsea and the Manchester talks. Because some of you, the people you brought, they are your friends. So when you meet them, it's only Charlie, what's up?
If you say, I'm going to go.
That is the step two. That's relationship. But it shouldn't stop there. Before you leave the person, you have to tell the person something. Before you end the visit or the call,
answer my dear.
Bible says in 2 Corinthians, maybe you may not quote, but say something. Okay?
Say un quote Bible no crana. What dear can Onyankopon
asem bi. Maybe you want the person to come to church or you want the person to change something. Give the person a scripture, at least one scripture, and explain to the person, oh, Bible says we should not refrain from joining the assembling of ourselves together or from attending church service. Okay, advise him. Or if it's about drinking, you and the guy knows that he's still into drinking, you have to at least talk about it. Okay,
Yes.
Yes. Bible didn't say that you should drink small. That's not what the Bible said. Even though you have been quoting that drink and don't get booze. But listen to me. The Bible says that give alcohol to he that is going to be destroyed. Do you want to be destroyed?
Bible say, "Faensadin emadi onum na wakwa kwa kosi."
So we only give alcohol to someone we want to destroy. That's why when your enemies want to destroy you, they expose you to alcohol.
Enunti ena sebiya watamfu pesa osewa eni odi ensadin eba wabra bumu se nebe ya ube onum na obese.
So we don't say that drink some and don't get booze. It's not a good doctrine. Do you get it? Because when you start small, you end up there.
I was all tears, yes, yes. I was saying, Kakran. Actually,
so you have to talk to the person.
I was all tinim in the panacasa.
Listen, it is only when you say something which is in the Bible with the person will know that you have not just attended one of the usual friendly talk. Today, you are the shepherd. You get it? The person will know that, hey, service is way and yeah, normal ones not have a slam, you know, and then only me. So you have to say something in the Bible.
One. I was saying to me, it can be every Bible, no matter the panel.
Amen.
And son, I'll be free in the chain.
So this week, when you call your soul
and you check up on your soul.
Now what you will say is, "Oh, friend."
Before you end the session, make sure you tell your soul that Bible says that all things have passed away, all things have become new. So my brother, as I'm talking to you now, you are a new person. Jesus has saved you. He has washed all your sins. So I want you to come to church so that we'll teach you how to live this new life. You see, when you say that, but you know that you are his old school mate, but this one,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is it a good idea?
Amen.
Are we going to give them the word of God?
You don't give them the word of God, they will die. They will die off. They will go back to the world.
Because
everything will pass away, but what will save them is not friendship. What will save them is not any other thing, but what will save them is the way.
So,
you use the friendship and the rapport to get the advantage and the attention. Then
you keep them the way.
Let the person know that coming to church is important. So that he will come to church. Because when he comes, pastor will preach powerfully. And as I am teaching powerfully, their spirit is being fed and will grow.
1 Peter 2:2.
Clap your two hands for the Lord.
Am I ready?
Do it better. Now, finally, like I told you last week, if you are part of the new people who the Lord has brought you here, you must have not less than 15 or 20 minutes or 30 minutes of prayer every day.
I was saying, who said the piano one month pay a crown and yet don't she be say a do and I say
the new people, are you listening to me?
But any powerful from about them, dear Mamuti, dear.
You can pray in the morning before you go to work, you can pray before you sleep, you can pray when you are driving, you can pray anywhere, you will not be distracted.
Maybe I'll be my bomb pay be a bomb pay
15 to 20 minutes.
See my best, a do no dear, I was so timid bomb pay.
Pray and thank God for your life. Pray, thank God for your family. Thank God for your job. Pray and tell God that he should help you to grow, to be spiritual. Are you writing it down? Mark 1:35, Jesus woke up early and he prayed before he started his day. Don't rush to work when you have not prayed. Please, make sure you pray. Hallelujah.
And then
secondly, read the Bible. I said you should read from the Gospel of John. The Gospel of what?
John.
Hello, the new people. The Gospel of what?
John.
John. Read from John. Don't start from Matthew chapter 1. You'll be mentioning people's names and you'll be tired.
And
Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, said, "Dear Bunny." Don't go to Genesis. You will be confused at a point. Go to the book of John. The book of what?
John.
Next week when you come out, ask
Johann
you.
And
read from John chapter 1. Every day,
read
about half of the chapter, like half of the chapter, every day. At
least.
Then the one who brought you to church, if you don't understand what you read, ask him. Today I read this and that. I see anything.
Say,
Ebia, Aba Fresh, ni hunu mu nsheda ni enima. In Crophobia, Asha say frail. You're from shepherds. There are some people who have been calling you on a phone.
So, ABS, any pain to me, Mwawa, your Crophobia, or Masha, I see your friend from, or Mona, I have
the one who called you is your shepherd. He's the one
who
of Freon,
or no, and I have
a pastor to help you.
Or no, and also for a year,
so ask the person.
It's a any panel.
Ask the person about what you have read. The
any panel, ever a dear, what kind of union to see you.
Or when you come to church,
and I say, Oba, sorry,
I'm always here.
When we close,
just come to me and say that, Pastor, please, I read from here to there. Can you explain to me?
And I will explain to you.
Okay.
Every day. And
join the church WhatsApp page. We've been bringing a morning devotion there every day. God, every day morning
WhatsApp page. So join here.
They are my teachings. They are my teachings. How many of you have seen it on the page before? You've seen it.
Therefore, yes.
The new people, you have to get to the WhatsApp page and be reading it every day.
So we are the WhatsApp page. Come and join in,
so that you can have the Word of God fresh. Every day you will be spiritual in Jesus' name. I say you will be spiritual in Jesus' name. I say you will be strong in Jesus' name. You will not backslide in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will not go back to the world in Jesus' name.
Amen.
One of these days you will be a leader in the church in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will be a warrior, a kingdom leader in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together for Jesus.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.